Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Say, Todd said, hey, am I alone? My wife likes sucking the tea bags dry after drinking them. And many were saying, no, I've done it. It's kind of like chewing a pouch. You're just sucking on those tea leaves. But there's so many other uses for tea bags. And thank you to our Bee family for sharing this with us. Have you ever vacuumed, take a tea bag that's been used, and then you open it up and sprinkle tea leaves to kill odors, especially if you have pets in the carpet, then vacuum?
It's not going to stain your carpet?
They're dry. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were saying after.
Well, after usage. After usage. Not while they're wet. When they're dry. And you can even use tea leaves that are dry.
Mm-hmm.
According to one of our Bee listeners, for sunburn, it helps. Tea leaves. Have you ever used that? Tea bags?
No.
I have heard that, though.
Yeah. How about adding flavor to rice? Many use that in the kitchen. Use tea bag. Get the juices of the tea and the flavor of the rice.
Mm.
A lot of things. Some say put in your shoes to kill the smell.
Oh, I have heard that.
Yeah. So, tea bags. Don't just throw them out. Put them to use. Clean your hair. They're saying the buildup of shampoos and conditioners can get thick in your hair and your scalp. Get a little tea bag up there.
I mean, I've washed my hair with beer, so I feel like tea would be at least equal.
A whole lot less stinky, I'd imagine.
You're looking at the mug of beer and the cup of tea. All right, which one do I want on my hair today? If you know of something else to use for tea bags, I didn't realize they even are good glass cleaners, they say. on your windows.
What the heck?
Yeah. Did you ever take it on paper so it looked like the paper was like 300 years old?
They do say to use that for aging.
Oh, for like you stamp it on there?
Yeah, you like rub it and then it gets all crinkly so it looks like it's like from the 1700s.
Wow.
Like, you know, like the Declaration of Independence is all brown and crinkly.
Uh-huh.
It does that to the paper.
Ages it.
Mm-hmm.
Life hacking with tea bags. So many uses. Todd, you know, he brought up yesterday and the B listeners jumped in. Did we miss anything? What do you use the tea bags for? 585-252-WBEE. The tea. It's a B Morning Coffee Club. Vending Chris chimed in on the Donuts Light text line saying he used it for a toothache. You got a toothache? Put a tea bag back there.
When they took out my wisdom teeth, they did suggest that, like for the open sockets. And for,
So the dentist suggests it's just not like an old wives' tale.
If you need relief, if you find yourself really uncomfortable, like that could help soothe it.
Hmm.
Awesome. Yep. Okay.
This texter says a warm tea bag to the eye will help relieve a sty.
Okay.
I haven't tried it yet, but do note it. Thank you so much. We're life hacking with tea bags this morning. Linda Batavia, what do you use yours for?
I use tea bags. It's going to be a little weird, but as stain on my kitchen cabinets if I have little nicks or on my floors, and it covers it.
Really? The juice is coming out of it, or you actually glue the tea bag?
No, it's a used tea bag, and I just squeeze out the excess, but then I wipe it on the cupboards, and it covers it.
Huh.
That's some ingenuity. Yeah, that's it works. Yeah, I'd imagine. That's a really good way of doing it.
TJ, maybe that can help you with your furniture you redo.
When I distress furniture, mm-hmm. I have to go and buy this expensive, like, dark wax I never tried. Hey, just use a wet tea bag.
It doesn't last forever, but it covers it for a couple months and just redo.
She only wants it to last through the sale when she sells the sewing. If it washes off later, she don't care.
But thank you, guys. I love your show.
All right. Have a great day, Linda.
You too.
But get this. Simply bury those tea bags in your garden, and the smell will help keep pests and rodents at bay. So, you use your steeped tea bags, and it's cost-effective, all-natural alternative to sprays to keep away those pests. And I'm telling you, I'm going to try this because Steve every year tries to grow tomatoes. He loves onions, peppers, and this year he's like, I'm not even going to bother anymore. There is a chipmunk. I don't know if it's the same chipmunk or if there's several that are just messing with him, but this man every year would put nets around them, and I would take pictures while he was at work of the chipmunk putting its little hands through the net and eating the tomato through the net.
He's hungry.
And I'm like, they're just, I don't know how else to keep these rodents away, but.
Wow.
He's eating all my tomatoes. So I don't know. Maybe we'll try this. See if it works.
The first line of defense. Tea bags from the chipmunk. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, a wet tea bag, also good for drawing out infections.
And this what, I wonder that if that works for bug bites, because you got your first bug bite yesterday, you were saying.
Oh, yeah, I had to put some like hydrocortisone cream, so maybe I'll break out a tea bag. It's still bugging me.
They say for the bug bites, the best are the green tea, white tea. Those are the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
Wet tea bag on there. It helps the swelling go away of a bug bite. Anybody ever do this on a bug bite, or am I alone? You take your nail and you put a cross in it, you put down, you indent it, then you indent it again to try to take away the pain of the bug bite. Has anyone ever done that?
No.
Seriously, you haven't?
No, I can't.
You know what I'm saying? You take the nail and you cross, and what I don't know why I start doing it, but it's like you're distracting your body from the pain of the bug bite there.
Yeah.
Am I alone? Please let me know. 585-252-WB. Maybe I should switch to a tea bag.
Safer.
Yeah. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, and I am not alone on the bug bites by taking your nail and putting a cross in it, pressing down. We are well over 100 texts on the Donuts Light text line saying, I've done the X2 since I've been a kid. It like distracts your mind.
Yeah.
From scratching, you just kept Xing it there with the nail.
I just thought it was you, and I thought you were making stuff up, but this is a whole thing, I guess. Kids are taught this by their grandparents.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to go and teach my kids this. It's something that works. It says when you scratch a mosquito bite, it can cause the skin to become further irritating, leading to, of course, more itching. Making an X with your fingernails on a mosquito bite is going to just provide that temporary relief by stimulating the nerve endings and distracting your brain from the itch. Because that's all I do. Don't itch it. Don't scratch it. Yeah. Don't scratch it. Get your hands off of it. And then we use bug bite reliever for kids as soon as I try. But maybe just putting a simple X on there.
Yeah. Well, it all started with the teabag life hack. Some said put a teabag on it to get the swelling down. But I said, I'm an Xer. X marks the spot, and I've got an X bug bite club starting here.
Oh, boy. Imagine those club meetings?
Yeah. thank you, everybody, for getting involved. You can always join in on the conversation with a text, 585-252-WBE, or just call in. Don't be shy. We'd love to talk to you. 252-9233. Even one of the texters said they met you at the VA yesterday.
Yes. Good morning. Yeah. Yeah. I had Mama J at the VA.
Okay.
As you do. And it was a long day. So, yes, I was able to meet a husband and wife.
Oh, cool.
Who listen every morning.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. And thank you for your service, by the way, as well.
Oh, they were in their past military? Oh, very cool.
You're at the VA getting care. You have served our country.
That's true. In my head, I didn't know if it was the wife or the husband. Maybe it was both. But either way, thank you so much. I agree. And stay with us. Wake up and win. Little Big Town, Sugarland Tickets, World's Easiest Contest. Coming up 7:25 on the B. Did you have imaginary friends when you were a kid? I did. More sports-wise. And what I mean by that is I was an only child, so I'd throw the ball against the wall, catch it. Oh, catches it, saves the game. High five.
Right.
Fake teammates there. So, yeah. I didn't have necessarily one, but when I'd play out sports in my head, you know, with a bat, hitting the tennis ball. Oh.
It was the same with me. I played a ton of pretend, and I was always, like, of course, in charge of a restaurant, or I was in charge of a classroom. I played teacher a lot. And so
really?
And I would sit there and question everyone, and then, you in the back, I'd name them, and I just remember vividly, like, I had very real kids in my head.
Yeah, hope things never change. Questioning everybody every morning.
Trying to be the boss. So, I remember that for sure.
How about you? 585-252-WB. Did you have imaginary friends? We put this up on Facebook, and Annie says Dee Dee was her imaginary friend, which I literally just realized was probably because I loved Rugrats, laugh out loud. Oh, yeah, Dee Dee was on Rugrats, so she wanted her own Dee Dee. Mimi and Ganga was Brandy's imaginary friends, but they ran away one day, and there was no more imaginary friends. Probably when she started getting real friends.
Mm. Right.
I think, Brandy, I'm reading into that. Yeah.
I know it's really normal to have, like, if your kid does have an imaginary friend, that they go away. They frequently go away when you're done playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If they don't go away, then, it might be time to talk to somebody. I don't know.
It's okay. You're not alone.
No.
You're not alone. 585-252-WBE. Let us know. 252-9233. Call or text. Did you have an imaginary friend as a kid? Hope, did you?
No, I didn't have an imaginary friend, but I did tell my cousins that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen lived on my street.
So you were just a liar then. You weren't creating imaginary friends.
No, I just had an active imagination.
If that's what you want to call it. Okay. No, I understand. I get that. I get that. Did the family really believe it?
My cousins did.
Okay. What about your dad?
Oh, my dad, he fueled into this, though, because he would tell me as a kid, oh, my God, the paparazzi are outside. Ah, we got to run to the car. The cameras are flashing. So I blame him for even thinking that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen could live on my street.
Jerry.
Your dad's name is Jerry. Explains everything about Hope now.
Do you still require him to do this? Dad, can you come over and escort me to my car?
Yeah.
Require. He does it on his own. I never asked for the paparazzi to show up. Right. He just insisted they were there. Can blame Jerry.
I got to talk to Jerry. Give me his number.
Oh, my gosh.
Jerry, I got a little paparazzi problem in Webster coming out of my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. Can you help me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!